Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges, not only in Mississippi, but in the nation as well. It's Northeast Mississippi Community College, and what a show we have for you here this week. And I know you hear us all the time on Tiger Talk talking about that we are all about student success here at Northeast, and that not only includes in the classroom, but how we're saving our students hundreds of dollars each semester just on textbooks alone. And we're really going to delve into that on this week's show. On our first segment, we have the Vice President of Instruction, Dr. Michelle Barragona. First of all, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We talked about that we are one of the first community colleges in the nation to adopt the single platform for all students when it comes to our iPad initiative. We're also the first community college or university in Mississippi to bring in a Z degree. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know we started this past fall, and it's been a huge success so far.
That's right. We're very proud to be the first college or university in state with a Z degree. With the Z degree, it is a zero textbook cost degree, and this means that students can complete a two-year associate degree in general studies without having to pay for a single textbook. And this Z degree is possible as part of our iPad and our OER initiatives.
Yeah, and it's kind of like they're all kind of connected, aren't they, with the iPad initiative, our OER, which of course is Open Education Resources. That means free textbooks, and of course with the Z degree. Talk a little bit about the process that started back in 2017 with the Z degree.
Well, in 2017, Dr. Treloar and I sat down and started looking at our general education core. And as we looked at those textbooks, we figured out that we could provide open educational resources for all of our faculty to develop inside their classrooms.
And I'm telling you what, folks, when we're talking about cutting back textbook costs, I mean, it's been dramatic. Talk about some of the numbers that you can throw out to the folks listening this week on Tiger Talk.
Well, currently this spring semester, we have 59% of our textbooks are open educational resources or free textbooks. And the teachers for those classes are using either open educational resources that have been developed at other institutions, or they're using faculty-created content inside their courses. In addition to having 59% of our courses with free textbooks, 92% of our courses on campus have digital course materials. And this means that the students have access to all the materials for the course on the very first day. So our students don't need to wait until payday or until financial aid is dispersed to purchase their textbooks. All of our instructors and students can begin working on their assignments on the very first day of class.
So huge. Average textbook cost has also been reduced from $122 to just $32 per course, and the average textbook cost per year has been reduced to more than $1,200 to just $320.
That's right. Before our digital textbooks were adopted, we think our textbook costs were even double the $122. For example, the microbiology textbook that we use before it was digital, the cost of that textbook was $235. When we convert it to a digital textbook, the price dropped to $94 per book, and then this semester we're using a free textbook for that class.
Tremendous. From an administrative angle, and we're going to get Dr. Treloar on in just a moment to get the faculty perspective toward this, but talk about the administrative angle and how this all relates to our students.
Well, for our students, one of the big things that we're seeing out of this is we're increasing the equitability across campus, and that's because the students have access to their materials on the first day of class. Even courses such as our computer applications, which really does not use the iPad in class, and they don't use an OER textbook, they're seeing increases in their student success rates. And to give you some numbers, we've seen increases in student success rates across the board. And this would be students who are making an A, B, C, or D for the final grade in the class. Our psychology classes have increased their student success rates by 11.2%. College algebra increased 6%. English Comp 1 increased their success rates by 16.6%. And then A&P 1, one of our shining stars, they increased their success rates 20.2% from the fall of 2012 to the fall of 2018. Overall, our institution has seen an increase in student success rates from 73% in the fall of 2012 to 80% in the fall of 2018.
Impressive. Just tremendous results. And, you know, OER and that iPad initiative, it's like they're running side by side, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And by the way, I appreciate your time, Dr. Barragona. As always, keep up the great work. All right, before we talk to Dr. Justin Treeler, let's step aside just for a moment and congratulate Claire Leak and the Northeast Chorus and Choir. Last week, the Northeast Chorus and Choir competed at the State Choral and Choir Competition against 12 other community colleges and did very well. The next 7 days are extremely busy on campus as we close in on the halfway mark of the semester, which has absolutely flown by. Student Activities and the Student Government Association will host bingo in the Haney Union tonight, the 26th at 7 p.m. This is one of the group's biggest events of the year and always a lot of great prizes for the winners. We're wrapping up the first part of the Who's Who class favorite elections today as students get to see everyone that was nominated for Who's Who during the nomination process. Runoff elections are set for Wednesday and Thursday of this week. Just a reminder for Who's Who's elections, be looking for an email with your link to vote, and freshmen can only vote for freshman students, while sophomores can vote for sophomores. Campus Country will present its third showtime of the year in the Seth Pounds Auditorium on Thursday the 28th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. Northeast employees and students get in for free, while admission just $5 for the general public. Terry Anderson and the NEMCC Art Gallery will welcome the high school art competition to the Anderson Art Gallery. Students from across our five-county area have pieces entered into the competition. Gallery hours, as always, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Saturday, we welcome the District Anchor Club Convention to campus, while next week, the Spring Fling Week begins on campus, as Charlotte Tennyson talked about last week on this podcast. On Monday, inflatables will be set up on the lawn for the students to get a little break away from the classroom from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also on Monday, don't forget that short-term two courses begin and mark the real halfway mark of the semester, so we have finished half of the spring semester already. Now, while Tuesday is a big day on campus, Sodexo will move its lunch to the quad area around the fountain in front of the Ramsey Student Services Building, and Campus Country will provide live musical entertainment during the event. That night, the Magnolia Regional Health Center's Magnolia Miles event will make its stop in the Claude Wright Room of the Haney Union at 6 p.m. Employees and students learn about social styles that help to increase communication and working with people across all walks of life. Morgan Ricks and Carlina Benjamin have announced that the NEMCC Honors Institute is now accepting applications for the fall 2019 semester. For more information, email honors@nemcc.edu. And finally, Northeast Development Foundation and Alumni Association reminds everyone that the deadline for their scholarships is fast approaching on March 15th, so get those applications in as soon as possible. Let's bring in Justin Treeler. Dr. Treeler is the division head, as I mentioned, for Languages and Humanities. He also developed the OER Handbook for Speech. And first of all, Dr. Treeler, we appreciate your time to be on Tiger Talk this week.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, we just heard from Dr. Barragona on the administrative angle on how it relates to the students. Let's go into the classroom. What's it like from a faculty perspective?
Well, developing your own OER textbook or free textbook has some advantages. And one of the advantages that we don't really think about very much comes to when we have to adopt textbooks. With public speaking, we don't adopt textbooks from semester to semester. We just simply roll our classes over, and we have a PDF version of that textbook as well as that textbook in our module section of our course, and we have an online link that goes to an external website. So a couple of things that help us: one, we don't have to adopt our textbook semester to semester, but also our students have multiple links. So one of the issues we always have is students having the ability to access that textbook at any time. Well, now with the iPads, the students can download the PDF version and have that from day one immediately. But if they don't want to use up their space on their iPad and they feel like they have good internet access at all times, they always have the website, the external website that they can go to, or they can access it through the module section as well.
Yeah, that's neat. And we talked about the process a little bit with Dr. Barragona, but you were right there from the get-go. Talk a little bit about from your perspective when it comes to the process of bringing OER here into Northeast.
Well, I always like to tell a funny story that Dr. Barragona and Jeffrey Powell, they took us down to Jackson State to talk to us about developing our own textbooks, and after listening to what Jackson State had to say, we were coming back from Jackson that day, and I kept just grilling them with questions of why we couldn't do these things. We didn't have the support. We didn't have the financial backing to do these things, and they kept reassuring me, we can get it. We can do it. We can do it. And so we were able to get grants from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation. And so those allowed us to start looking at resources, and we started pulling in our resources. OpenStax is a good place that we can find OER materials, as well as Lumen Learning. And so we began to search for these open resources, and we were fortunate we found a complete textbook for public speaking that mirrored what we were already using. So worked really well for us. So we had the funding, we had the support, we had the administrative support from Dr. Barragona, from Coach Ford as well, and all the administrators, they all bought in. And so it was a really fun process for us to look at the textbook, to see that it was, you know, comparable to what we were already using, and we knew immediately we were going to start saving our students money. The semester before we adopted the OER textbook, our textbook cost $80 brand new, in addition to $40 for the online supplemental materials that were coming with it. So we were charging our students $120, and we knew that that was a high price for our students to pay. And so as soon as we adopted the OER textbook, we immediately started saving those students $120 a piece, as well as having that available to them whenever, you know, they came into the classroom, because it was already into their Canvas account as they registered.
Absolutely. Well, that's terrific. And that really helps out as well. I mean, we're all about trying to make sure it's a good experience in the classroom, but of course, making it affordable, this takes it another step further. I know grants have been so important. I know specifically through Ole Miss, we've been able to benefit.
Yes. First round, three subject areas got grants to develop textbooks. The next year, I believe we had two more. So over the summer, that third year, I was sitting at the house, and I go, you know, we really can make a big difference with these OER textbooks. And I called Michelle, and I said, you know, I think we ought to look into getting as many OER textbooks on campus. And so we have this goal, and we're not sure we'll ever reach this goal, but we are constantly working at it of being a 100% OER campus. And she agreed wholeheartedly. She said, that's exactly what we need to do. And so we started looking around for some grant money, and we got in with people at Ole Miss, and so we ended up getting $56,000 worth of grant money to develop textbooks. We ended up building 14 more OER textbooks that summer, and so that leads us into where we are at today, where we're over 50% OER textbook and having the Z degree on campus now.
Yeah, that Z degree, absolutely zero when it comes to textbooks, and then we talked about in a lot of the other areas how we've reduced the cost for textbooks. Let's talk about the material, types of material.
Well, first off, we always want to look for replacement for the textbook material. That's the large portion of what we have. But there's always more out there than just what the textbook has to offer. We've got PowerPoint presentations that generally come with a paid textbook. We have test bank questions. And so there are ancillary materials that are available. I was actually looking this morning, and the amount of resources from 2013 when we started this whole process till spring of 2019 where we're at today, the amount of textbook information that's out there, but also the ancillary materials, has grown exponentially. The amount of colleges around the country that are starting to buy in to develop these OER sources, and that's something that we need to make sure that everybody understands. When we talk about open educational resources, these are free. They are placed in Creative Commons. They're open licensed, so anybody can use them. So part of us using OER and developing OER is we want to take our material and put it out there for other people to use, so that other people are starting to use all these open resources, because that's one of the roadblocks that we have ran into. Some people go, well, I don't want to give up my information, or I don't want to take somebody else's information. And so when we are open with our information and what we're doing in our classrooms, it benefits all of our students, and that, you know, we want to look within our state, but also outside of our state as well, and just the whole college process in general. You know, the students are here for the knowledge. The knowledge has been there for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. So why are we still paying for the same things that, you know, we were there? I took public speaking in 2003. I still have the textbook that I purchased for that class. It was the exact same textbook that we were using my first semester that I taught here. It was a different edition, but it's the same textbook, and you can look through that textbook, and it's has the same information. It has different pictures, and it looks a little bit different. So why are we charging these students for this textbook that we could have gotten 10 years ago? And so it's a really unique thing. Faculty member that has developed their own OER textbook has had really positive things to say, and that falls right in line with my experience with OER. It's gotten to the point now with any class that I teach, I start looking for OER materials, even if the other teachers that teach that class aren't going for OER just yet, because it's there, it's comparable to what our book reps are providing to us, and so it's just a good experience for me as the teacher, and I know it's benefiting the students as well.
Well, no doubt. Very exciting stuff here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Dr. Treeler, I can't thank you enough for your time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
Shifting our attention to athletics, after Mother Nature decided to wash away a week of the baseball and softball season last week, Richie Harrelson's Tiger and Jody Long's Lady Tigers will again try to take the fields at Boonville Westside City Park this week. These games, of course, are all tentative, depending on Mother Nature. For more updates on the games, follow Northeast Athletics on Twitter at NEMCC Tigers, or check out the Northeast Athletic website at NEMCCAthletics.com. As for now, Jody Long's Lady Tigers will take part in the Mississippi-Tennessee Challenge today with Northeast, Northwest Mississippi, Motlow State, and Columbia State, both out of Tennessee, all taking part in the one-day affair. Northeast will face off with both of the Tennessee clubs at 1 and 3:30 p.m. respectively. One sport that obviously does not have to worry about Mother Nature is basketball, and our Lady Tigers and Tiger basketball teams are in the midst of the MACJC State Tournament down in Ellisville, hosted by Jones College. That used to be Jones County Junior College until a marketing campaign changed the name back in the fall. Brenda Mays' Lady Tigers entered the four-day tournament as the North Division runner-up, as did Cord Wright's Tigers. Semifinals for the state tournament are set for Wednesday, finals on Thursday, with teams advancing to the NJCAA Region 23 tournament at Mississippi College next week. Now, while the Lady Tiger softball team is at home and the basketball teams are in Ellisville, the Tiger baseball team will head to USA Stadium in Millington, Tennessee to take on Southwest Tennessee. First pitch is set for 1 p.m. Baseball is at home this weekend as well, as the Tigers host North Iowa at 1 p.m. on Friday, and then welcome Lakeland College to the City of Hospitality on Saturday for a 1 p.m. first pitch. The Northeast softball program will also be at home this Friday and Saturday as well. On Friday, the Tigers will host John Logan Community College at 3 o'clock in a doubleheader, and then Saturday, weather permitting, it'll be the Farewell to Carnell Classic, which will feature 10 games. Northeast will play two games. They'll take on Frontier at 3 and then at 5 against Shawnee. And as we enter next week, it's really hard to believe that the semester is half over and spring break is just over 10 days away. Both the Tiger baseball teams and Lady Tiger softball team will be in action next Tuesday, March 5th, as the Tigers travel to Decatur, Alabama to battle Calhoun Community College at high noon, while the Lady Tigers welcome Dyersburg State to David M. Carnell Jr. Memorial Field for a 12 o'clock first pitch. And with that, we will wrap up this week's show. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for all he does behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So for Dr. Michelle Barragona and Dr. Justin Treeler, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.